and it was used in sort of heavy wear areas, i.e., inside armored cars,
fire stations.
Fire trucks.
they sprayed our fire station inside of our fire station with it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, inside boat hulls, trunks of cars, things like that.
Or SWAT
and
van.
That's what Airstream used originally in 52 through 65. Yeah. And that's still what we use today.
So he has some follow-up questions. What should be used to clean the vinyl covering in his 75 Accela? Because he cleans it and it's still sticky.
Okay. So, yeah, we've played with a variety of things to make that goopy stuff go away, but I know we've done it with Simple Green and with a citrus-based cleaner. And when you do it with both of those, so basically you're cleaning it twice, we've got the stickiness to come off.
And then do you coat it with that Future Floral Wax that you used to talk about years ago?
No, well, that was something that Inland RV mm-hmm. was promoting years ago, saying, hey, refinish the inside of your trailer for $5. And, you know, I don't know. I never tried it. I don't even know if they make Future Floor Wax anymore. I remember it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But they may have changed the name or something or formulation because it was a pretty space-age-looking bottle at the time.
Right.
Anyway, once we've cleaned it, we actually spray on a plastic adhesion promoter. And that comes from the Auto Body Supply House. And that's a product that's used, you know, to spray plastic bumpers and other plastic components in refinishing of cars to allow other paints to stick to it.
That's another question he had. That would be used on the end caps, the plastic end caps.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I can't, I think the product we use came from PPG, and it's a clear product. We've never had any problems with it. I'm assuming it's some kind of solvent type thing that bites into the plastic and allows the paint to hang from that. That would be my guess.
He wants to know what about the wood laminate walls in his 75, cabinet fronts, stuff like that.
What's he want to know about them?
Prepping them for painting?
That would be the same thing. Any plastic surfaces, that's what I would do.
Okay. His last question, what about prepping to paint the timbre doors, I think is what he's saying.
Yeah, I would go the same route. You know, the thing is, there's sort of, the hinges between those little panels.
Yeah, little spirals.
It's basically, I don't know if it's cotton or it's some kind of fabric anyway, glued onto the back. And we've seen a lot of them where that fabric, you know, it gets old and rotted and whatever, and it splits. So your timbre door turns into many little pieces of plastic sticks.
Yeah, and if you're going to paint it, like if they're in good shape, I'd be real careful about painting the edges, too, that are going to that spiral hinge, call it, because that thing gets gummed up enough just from normal use, not putting any more thickness to the material.
Right. Well, what happens there is that fabric backing, is in that spiral thing as well. And when the backing starts pulling off, as you're trying to yank the tambour, be it up and down or the ones that go sideways, you know, like the lower cabinets, that fabric will kind of bunch up in one direction underneath the curled track, and that's what jams it.
Yeah.
So we've actually gone with a razor knife along there, and we've cut the fabric piece out. So the fabric's not connected to the panel anymore anyway. So you pull that out of there, and you know, hopefully the rest of the hinge part is okay, but that will allow your doors to slide properly.
Yeah. All right, Ken, good luck. You know, I'm in, the nice thing about trailers is when you get, to me, like that painting, those old tone, and like the flooring, those are critical things that you want to make sure that done, that are done and stay nice, because you're into it pretty deep. Like you talked about having a trailer all empty. The nice thing about trailers